Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden is planning a flurry of activity in the coming days to address his top priorities, including the pandemic and the economy. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, climate change is also among the executive actions on Biden's list.
During his first day as president, Biden is signing executive actions to have the U.S. rejoin the International Paris Climate Agreement, to review more than 100 environmental rollbacks undertaken by the Trump administration, and to revoke a permit for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Biden has promised to take bold, sweeping action on climate change and has created new cabinet-level positions to focus on the issue across government. There's a lot of work to be done. 2020 essentially tied the hottest year on record, and climate warming greenhouse gas emissions are still rising globally. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden hopes to have his cabinet in place as quickly as possible.
The desire to get his cabinet in place and get his team confirmed is front and center for the president. It is an issue, a topic he discussed with members of Congress from both the Republican and Democratic Party today during the course of the day and the course of events.
One of the president's cabinet picks is already in place. The Senate easily confirmed Avril Haines as the new director of national intelligence. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Haines is the first woman to hold that position.
At her confirmation hearing, Avril Haines pledged to steer clear of politics and provide what she called unvarnished analysis to President Biden. Former President Trump named loyalists to a number of top intelligence jobs, and they were accused of politicizing sensitive intelligence matters in several high-profile cases. Haines worked closely with Biden when he served in the Senate and also when he was vice president. In addition, she previously held the number two job at the CIA. She immediately faces a host of challenges, including the ongoing investigation into a massive hack of government computers that's been blamed on Russia. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Several celebrations were held in honor of Kamala Harris after she was sworn in as the first U.S. vice president, who is a woman and person of color. Among those celebrating were residents of Harris's hometown of Oakland, California, and Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, which she joined at Howard University. Speaking at a virtual ball, Harris said that her election is a sign of American progress. After her brief remarks, she and her husband, Doug Emhoff, watched the fireworks from the steps of the Washington Monument. Wall Street stocks rose to new highs on hopes for a new round of stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 257 points. The Nasdaq rose 260, and the S&P 500 added 52. This is NPR News. California officials are hoping the Biden administration will help that state cope with its vaccine shortage. It's reported the second highest COVID-19 deaths, although hospitalizations in California dipped below 20,000 for the first time since December 27th. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will run out of its supply of vaccine in just 2 or 3 days. As NPR Sally Herships reports, Cuomo says he's trying to get the vaccine directly from manufacturers.
Cuomo says neither Pfizer or Moderna are allowed to sell their vaccines directly to a state without special federal approval. He says at 63, he understands the frustration of those waiting for shots.
I'm not eligible. At this rate, I'm not going to be eligible for 8 months because the current eligible population, it's going to take us 7.5 months to get to them.
Healthcare workers, teachers, and those 65 and older remain the priority. Cuomo says New York is expecting another 250,000 doses of the vaccine next week, and he called on President Biden to increase supplies to states immediately. Sally Herships, NPR News.
New York and California are not alone. A number of states are reporting running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for first dose are now seeing their appointments canceled. This as more than 175,000 new COVID cases were recorded in the U.S. Wednesday. More than 406,000 Americans have died from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. This is NPR News.
Support for